Welcome to Maximum Geek. I'm Jeff Kirvin.
And I'm Josh Curry. And we have another Star Wars-filled episode for you this evening. Basically, I can't get Star Wars off my mind. And so I said, hey, let's talk about Star Wars. Yeah. Couple things first. Recent news. Just today on Engadget, I found the stealth switch. And I'm pretty much convinced everyone who works in an office and wants to be able to, like, do anything other than work on their computer needs one. Basically, it's a foot switch that allows you to tap it, and it'll pull up, you know, Excel spreadsheets or whatever you want, so it's in the forefront, so people can't see what you are really doing. So for those slackers out there who want to play video games and, you know, all that fun stuff, then this is a very, very cool device. Now, I don't need it because, well, no one knows I slack off at work. But I personally think it's about time someone came up with this wonderful device. What do you think, Jeff? Other than I need to get a life.
I think it's interesting. Certainly would have come in handy back when I was still a federal employee. But, I mean, really, who hasn't figured out how to do this on their own by now?
Well, okay, but the push of one button, you can not only pull up an Excel spreadsheet, you can mute the sound, hide the taskbar, hide all the desktop items, and password protect the restore function as well.
That's so interesting.
So
I'm not sure it's worth. I'm not sure most
bucks.
Office workers do enough slacking off for this to be worth $40.
Yes, but how much more could they do if they had it? Well, anyway, I thought
that
was kind of a neat little
gadget.
That's
just so the wrong way to look at it. But anyway.
Well, you know, I'm a bad guy. Yeah, that's right. Bad guy. That's me.
Anakin Skywalker.
I'm no Anakin Skywalker. Which segues nicely into our main topic of the evening. I read an article on MSN, and at first I really disagreed with it, but the more I read it, the more I see where they're coming from. A lot of people really weren't fans of the first two episodes. Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clones have been, you know, have had a lot of lackluster reviews and a lot of downright negative reviews. People really didn't like it. Especially episode one. Jar Jar Binks had a lot to do with it. So there's an article, and basically the gist and the submission to the article is that the first two episodes were nothing but action sequences strung together by some okay plot points. It was really all about the action and not about the story. So I'll let Jeff handle it first. So what do you think about that, Jeff?
Well, yeah, this particular article on MSNBC, which Josh will link into the show notes, is by Denise Haslick, and she's got some interesting points. Basically, she's saying that, you know, there's something missing from the Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clones, and she really wants to like Revenge of the Sith, but is kind of gun-shy about it. Having read the screenplay, and having read about, last count, I believe, 84.69% of the novelization, not to be too pedantic about it. I think she's jumping the gun here. I'm not gonna spoil anything. So you know, it's safe to listen. But I will say that from a story perspective, Revenge of the Sith will be a transformational experience. After watching this movie, you will not see Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clones in the same light. There are certain events, certain lines of dialogue, certain looks, certain facial expressions in the first two movies that Lucas was going for, that Lucas knew what he was doing, that didn't really seem to set off alarm bells at the time, but once you see this movie, stuff in the first two movies that may have just seemed like background chatter before will have new meaning. And a lot of the story that Haslick thinks is missing from the first two movies, it'll turn out was there all along. We just didn't know where to look for it.
So, basically, you're saying this is a much more subtle story than the original trilogy. I mean,
yes.
This is... I mean, and we've known that from the beginning. I mean, it had to be. We know how it is.
Yeah, a story about a fall has to be more subtle than a story about a rise. I mean,
I agree.
Yeah, we know that Anakin's going to become Darth Vader. That's not a spoiler. If you've seen Empire Strikes Back, that part you know.
Yeah, that's the bottom line. It's definitely going to be. That's going to happen. Well, and there's a lot of guesses out there.
Take him to that place. And
I think a lot of people think they already know the answers to that question from what they've seen in the first two. And I think those people are underestimating the depth of the story.
I will tell you this. From what I saw in the first two, I did not see this coming. Anakin has a very specific, concrete, and to his mind, completely legitimate reason for turning to the Sith. And by the end of this movie, you will not only hate Darth Vader, you will pity him.
That's a pretty big claim, but I believe it wholeheartedly. So, from there, I'm going to have to say I agree with a lot of that, and I've been saying that all along. Basically, my bottom line is, I know that there's a lot of stuff people have missed in the first trilogy that, you know, you can't catch until you've seen it. You have to have seen them all to know what you're missing. But I think they're overlooking a lot of other things. Other than this is a completely different kind of series, the fact that it's a fall rather than a rise, it leads to a very different kind of series. Plus, there's not any big surprises in this. I mean, you know, we know that he becomes Vader. We know that Obi-Wan beats the crap out of him. We know, I mean, these are things that we've known for years. These aren't secrets. We, you know, so the stories... Go ahead.
You don't know everything you think you know.
I don't know everything I think I know?
No, you don't.
Okay. Anyway, why do you do that? That's not helpful at all. But we know these things. We don't know how or why, but it's a fact. Those two things are in some way a fact. I may not be accurate in how it happens, but Anakin is defeated by Obi-Wan.
I'm not
in some way,
anything.
Shape, or form. Well, Jeff, you've said too much. Why do you always do this? I hate that. Anyway, God, you just can't let it go, can you? Anyway.
I'm just saying,
go see the movie,
you'll be surprised.
Anything. You're not just saying anything. There will be a couple of surprises, but there will never be a surprise as big as, Luke, I'm your father.
Okay. You just keep believing that as long as you need to.
There can't be a surprise. Jeff, there is nothing they could tell me. No conceivable possible thing they could tell me in this next movie that could be as surprising as Luke, I'm your father.
Okay.
And I'm not going to even say some of the things that go through my mind when I say that. there's some pretty outlandish things, and if one of them happens to be true, I don't want people to come kill me later. I mean, there's a lot of possibilities, a lot of answers we don't have, but I don't think even a revelation about who Anakin's father is could be as surprising as Vader being Luke's father.
No, I mean, Anakin's father was the midichlorians. I mean, that was...
He came
straight out of the Force.
Let me hope that they come up with something better than that. Let me, please, please, this is the other story point I hate. Midichlorians are stupid. Oh, he's got lots of midichlorians. Notice they didn't talk about him at all in Attack of the Clones? I don't want to know if they talked about him in Revenge of the Sith, because if the answer is the wrong answer, I might go in very angry. So don't tell me. Anyway.
I'm not saying nothing.
We'll talk, and if there's anything as surprising as that, I'll definitely owe you an apology, but no, there's just no way. Other than that... No, Jeff, that's my point. I don't care how many things they say, there's nothing that's going to equal that moment. And there's no series of surprises, I think, in this episode that can really equal that for me.
How many people are all that surprised?
This is totally off the
moment.
Topic.
I had heard rumors about Vader being Luke's father in 1978.
Okay, Jeff.
Two years.
You know, a lot of people
actually
were shocked. And there weren't all that many rumors. There were only a very few people who knew.
Okay, if a 7-year-old in Houston, Texas heard about it.
Jeff, okay. All right, you know everything. I'm sorry. My point is, this is totally off topic. Why did you derail me completely? Why did you do this?
Because if we weren't off topic, it wouldn't be Maximum Geek.
Okay. That's the only answer that saves you. I just want you to know that. Anyway, I was making perfectly valid points about the story, Jackass. All right, we're back.
Jackass the movie?
No, Jackass you. You are a jackass. Jeff, my point here is... okay, kill you. My point here is that we're looking at a completely different kind of series. We're looking at, you know, a lot of different story elements, and I think... The point I'm making is it's got to be a much more subtle story. Otherwise, there are no surprises. If they don't do this subtly, there's no big reveals. They can't just say, aha, and have you get that surprise and get that suspense.
Okay.
So that's kind of where I'm going there. But I honestly think that in the long run... We're looking at the effects of the original Star Wars on movies in general. It was very different at the time. I mean, nothing like it had really been done, and then a lot of things started duplicating it and started being the same, same kind of stories, and from there, we ended up with a lot of jaded people who, see this and go, well, this is something that's been done. But in a lot of ways, it's not something that's been done by, Lucas is going back to the same formula in so many ways. The story at this point may not be as compelling because we're missing pieces, but actually that was the weakness of the original series. Well, don't tell me
stuff. I have a dark and angry spot in my soul when it comes to, well, that's been done. I mean, this is one of my biggest complaints about PDA stuff as well. Innovation doesn't just mean doing something no one's ever done before. There's a lot of things that no one's ever done before. You know why? Because they're stupid things.
Okay.
Just
well,
because
stop
something
you for
has
a second.
Been...
You're addressing a
no,
point I didn't
let
even...
Me fin-
okay.
Let me finish.
Okay. You're addressing
Lucas
a point I didn't
can
even make.
The... I know, Josh, but this is something that
okay,
tangentially...
Get it out.
What? Never mind.
No, finish. I'm not talking.
No, I mean, it's already fell out of my head.
Okay. Can I finish my point now?
Go ahead.
Don't jump in the middle of my point and then get all angry at me when I'm like, wait a second. You interrupted me to not address my point. My point is, a lot of people...
Point?
No. Oh. No, actually, Jeff, strangely enough, I'm going to have to work my way back to my point. Because I got interrupted in the middle of it. We both got to stop doing that, don't we? We're both assholes. Yeah. Well, more you than me. Hello?
Continue.
Okay. Don't be all angry, Jeff. Fuck it. I don't even know what I said. Well, my point
was, Jeff...
You were
talking about... Okay.
That people don't realize they're jaded. People don't look for any... They're not just looking for any innovation. They're looking for big innovation. Because as far as film was concerned, Star Wars was a lot of big innovations. It was innovations in special effects. It was innovations in the way this space story was told. It wasn't a typical, you know, sci-fi story. It was a regular myth-type story that happened to be set in space. You know, it wasn't a completely different approach, but it was a very different approach. And if you build all that up, people were expecting the same kind of revolutionary stuff from the first three episodes, and they were very disappointed. Well, come on, guys. How often can one guy be that revolutionary? You know what I mean? That's my point. I mean, there are definitely, especially in special effects, leaps and bounds above other movies. And he's trying to tell a story that, frankly, there's no way he could have told it without pissing people off. There is no story that could have been put out there that wouldn't have pissed off the fans, which I'm sure is part of the reason it took him 20 years to write them. You know, I'm sure there was a lot of, well, should I even do this? But he really wanted to tell the story, and in the end, he told the story he wanted to tell. And
I'm not pissed.
Well, neither am I. But my point is, there are people who are pissed. There are people who are very angry about the prequels and pretend like they don't exist. And then they get mad about any changes, and I'm guessing there's going to be some major changes to the original trilogy after this movie comes out. The rumor's been that they were going to do a whole new edit. Go ahead.
But you see, these are the people that triumph the insult dog insults, and rightfully so.
I was one of those people online. That doesn't... Oh. He insulted people online! I was one of those people! It's true. But, anyway... Was there a point? I don't think I had a point.
My point was... Yeah, hey, you know what? It's Lucas's story. This is what he wants to do with it. And if you don't like it, get over it. If you go into this movie with an open mind, you're actually going to find out that not only is this probably the best of all six Star Wars movies, but it makes episodes 1 and 2 better. Because of things, you know, seeds that were planted in those movies that finally pay off in this one. There wasn't near as much payoff in Jedi as there is in this.
Actually, that's one of my biggest problems with Jedi, is it's a lot of lack of payoff. There's a little payoff. There's some answers. But there is some definite lack of payoff.
Now, I'll say this. Just as watching Sith is a transformational experience for the first two movies, so it is for the original trilogy. You watch this movie, then you go back and you watch Episode 4, and you know not only why Kenobi is on Tatooine, but what he's been doing for the last 19 years, and why he looks so much older than 19 years should have aged him. You know why... You know why everybody's doing everything. And it adds an extra layer of depth to the story. Let's face it. the original trilogy, for as wonderful as they were, and for as big an impact as they were on all of us. I mean, I was 6 years old when I saw Star Wars, and it blew my tiny little mind. But they were really just standard myths redone in, you know, space opera clothing. There wasn't a whole lot of depth to the story. There's a lot more now than there was in the 70s.
Definitely. Now, here's my big... Go ahead.
When you watch all six movies as the rise and fall and eventual redemption of Anakin Skywalker, the whole thing falls together very cohesively and in a very satisfying way. If a diehard Star Wars fanboy goes to this movie and decides that he doesn't like it because it doesn't fit his idea of what Star Wars should be, I gotta say, that person is not really a Star Wars fan.
I have to agree. I haven't even read it, but I know that, from what I do know, I know that a lot of pieces are going to fall into place. The other thing I know is, and here's what I was starting to talk about earlier, there are a lot of things that are just wrong in the original trilogy. There are things that Lucas hadn't decided on and sounded good when he wrote it, but one thing about the nature of writing this whole series is there's going to be a lot of retcons. He's going to go back and say, well, this didn't really happen this way, because he has to, because some of the dialogue doesn't make sense. And
this is true. There's some stuff, particularly in Return of the Jedi, that do not parse with this movie.
In Return of the Jedi, there's some stuff, there's a lot of stuff in the first, in A New Hope that didn't parse with stuff that happened later in the series. I mean, you know, there's stuff in Episode 4 that didn't parse with Episode 6. And so but the rumor is they'll be coming back and doing another version of 4, 5, and 6 and changing those things. Now, I don't know whether they're going to or not. Whether it be yet another digital version where they change lines and remove lines. I kind of hope not.
This would explain why Lucas really didn't want to do the original trilogy DVDs until after.
Yeah, this was definitely the rumor that was talked about when he kept refusing to do it. But eventually, just said, fine, we're not going to release a whole lot of extra stuff. He found some extra stuff that was already out there and released it that way. And from there, I don't know. It was interesting.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll have to see how it turns out, but I'm pretty excited. I'm pretty excited about this. I think this is going to be the best episode of Star Wars yet. I think it's going to really turn a lot of people's heads. And not because of the special effects.
Yeah.
What makes this one as deep as it is the story.
Yeah.
Case in point, I've enjoyed the hell out of it just reading the screenplay and reading the novelization. I haven't even seen the movie yet, and I already think it's the best Star Wars movie yet.
Oh, I plan on getting a lot of enjoyment of those right after I see the movie. Yeah, I'm pretty excited. Anyway,
some inconsiderate a-hole sent Josh an e-book of the novelization. So,
Yeah, and it was like, oh my god, not only do I have the script on my PDA, I have the novel on my PDA, and it's tempting, but I'm not doing it. What I've been doing, because if I go to read, because I finished the book I was reading, if I go to read, it may very well end up being one of those two items, so I'm writing instead of reading. That's my answer. I write instead of read, because if I go to read, I'm going to look through my e-books and go, okay, I'm just going to do it. And I don't want to, but, you know, I do. You know, the answers are so compelling that I really want them, but I'm going to wait.
Well,
I think.
Like I keep telling you, yeah, we all know what happens, but the why is really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. stop being a bastard. So, those were the main things we want to talk about. It's interesting. I'll be interested to see what Lucas does with all these changes that don't really fit with the original trilogy. Something else I found out today, which I won't be sharing with everyone, definitely requires some dialogue to be changed. In Jedi. At least, well, not necessarily, but there's definitely an implication there, and after knowing something that happens, I really think it should be changed.
Somebody in Jedi doesn't know what they think they know about something that they know.
Oh my god, you've given away too much now. I've got a bad feeling about this. Oh. one last thing I want to talk about.
One ridiculously trivial spoiler. There is at least one character in this movie that completes the tradition, and just like in every other Star Wars film, says, I have a very bad feeling about this.
Good. That makes me happy. Some people think that's stupid, but I love it. Love it, love it, love it. Okay, one last topic.
I won't tell you who.
Oh, that's good. Because, like, all the original characters said it at one point or another. Even 3PO, even though people try to argue that with me. But he does say it. Oh, I have friends who...
It's freaking ridiculous.
I have a friend who knew more Star Wars trivia than I did, who never believed me. Until I showed it to him on the tapes. On the tapes, it was much harder to find these scenes. And my tapes were very well watched. I used to watch them a lot. My DVD's not nearly so well watched. Although we're definitely doing a marathon while you're here.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, by all means.
One last Solo Media-related topic. Dun-dun-dun. Those of you who actually read Solo Media know I'm considering putting together a wiki. Wiki-wiki-wow-wow.
Wiki-wiki-wiki-wow.
Wikity-wikity-wick-wick. So, I'm looking at putting together a wiki, and, I'm actually looking at putting together several at this point. I think at least three. You don't know this, but I only held up two fingers and looked at them and said, wait, that's not three. Man, podcasting needs to be visual so people can see priceless things like that. Or I can tell you about it.
Every time you say wiki, I think of that Ewok.
Wiki? There was no wiki. Wicked. There was Wicket, but he wasn't a wiki.
Yeah, but
I think a wiki.
But see,
wiki,
that's
wiki.
Close enough.
Wiki.
Wiki. Little known.
Wiki.
Little known trivia. Hypertext actually began on Kashyyyk. It did.
Okay. You disturb me in oh so many ways.
That's one of the spoilers I wasn't supposed to tell people.
Was I saying something? Okay, anyway, wiki. First of all, we want to have a wiki for basically all of our characters. We want to be able to keep keep track of who's who and what they do, and we want people to be able to go, okay, well, I'm unclear on something, and go check out the wiki. But Jeff and I really don't have the time to do that right, and, you know, we can only do so many things. I can't maintain the forums, maintain the websites, write, you know, watch my daughter work and read comic books and novels and play video games. I just can't do it all. So
you're admitting you're a big loser, boy?
You can't do it all. You don't even have a daughter,
yes,
and
but
you
I...
find it difficult to
yes.
get stuff done.
But I can attempt it and then hurt myself and cry.
Which is exactly what you're doing today. Anyway, you big whiny baby. I'd like to point out you're a big whiny baby.
My back hurts.
So, I'm trying to find a wiki that works, and here's the problem. Our host provider doesn't offer anything but access databases. So, I have to find a file. I have to find a flat file, preferably PHP, wiki that supports usernames and passwords. We're going to be pretty liberal with setting up new users, but we don't want just anybody to be able to log in and change it. You know, we want to be able to block people who do things, and you know, we want some control. I found one that is designed that has the script to interface with PHPBB. Unfortunately, again, it's written for MySQL, not Access. And frankly, I made a shot at rewriting it, and it didn't work. I don't know if we don't have a new enough version of PHP or what. But so I'm looking at options. I found one
That's
I really
it.
Like.
I'm just going to have to get myself a new code monkey.
Okay, shut up. Anyway, what I want to know is what features people are looking for, so maybe I can narrow my search a little bit, because there are lots of PHP wikis out there. And so I kind of want to get some ideas of what people are looking for. Basically, I'm looking for a wiki that uses passwords and flat files right now, but are there other features people want? So definitely feel free to come chime in on that. And is there anything else you're looking for in the wiki, Jeff? I mean, I know this is a project we talked
about
for a while. This is a project we talked about.
No, I think that about covers it. This
3 months ago, I guess.
Having a wiki based reference guide to all of the series would be cool, and having a wiki based Gadgetpedia would be extremely cool.
And there's also some fan fiction stuff I'm thinking we can do with it.
I'm not really sure that's the right place for. I'm not sure if fan fiction's the right sort of thing for a wiki. I think that would be more something or other.
Well, it's an interesting idea, but I at least want to do a Gadgetpedia. Thanks to Brenda for that suggestion. I really like that idea, and that one we'd actually probably set up on writing on your palm, just because we can. And that would be pretty much the wiki of writing on your palm. I'm assuming that you would think that would be the right place for it, Jeff.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, and then the solo media wiki.
Either that or Tipperary.
Well, that might not be a bad idea. Yeah. So, we definitely want to work on those. I got some very good suggestions. I'm really having problems finding one that works really well with our provider. And since we're very poor, it'll be quite some time before we change over to another provider. Let's just say we've got an insane deal with our current host provider.
Yeah.
That really doesn't.
I can pretty much guarantee that nobody else is going to match this deal.
Yeah, yeah. I know there's no one going to match this deal. So down the road, maybe once we're making some money, once we ever hear from Fictionwise, who never writes us, I'm beginning to feel like we're talking about vaporware.
By the
I've
way,
got the story.
PR@fictionwise.com. Send email. Say, where is Solo Media? Where are our serial ebooks? PR@fictionwise.com. Josh will have a mail to link in the show notes.
I will have a mail to link. I'll have a link to the Star Wars stuff, Stealth Desktop. It'll be there. I'm doing the show notes this week because I basically said, okay, here's what we're doing. And Jeff said, okay, you're doing the show notes? And that's kind of the way it went. Other than that, I think those were the big things we wanted to hit.
We are going to start attempting to do something mind-numbingly stupid. We are going to try to do two maximum geek podcasts a week.
That's right.
Can we do
we're
it?
Stupid.
I don't know. Do we possibly have enough source material to make it interesting? I still don't know, but that's what we're going to try to do.
We've got a lot of I don't knows. I don't know is definitely the popular answer. But we are definitely shooting for it. Either we're figuring like a Tuesday or Wednesday one. See,
and apparently Josh has a clown in the background somewhere.
Well, my daughter is starting to get fussy, and I don't want to interrupt the podcast. See, the problem is, my wife works nights, so when I do these, I have to work around my daughter, and so some nights we just don't get to do them because she's far too fussy. She's in a pretty good mood tonight. Say hi to everybody, Tori.
Okay, she's 4 months old. You give the kid a shot of bourbon, she's out for hours.
Okay. This is yet another reason I'm glad you're never going to be a parent. I mean, just that, you know, you are the best, like, role model for abstinence I've ever seen. Careful, your kid could end up like this.
These seem to me like simple solutions to life's complex problems.
I'm sure your parents used it on you. What do you think?
It does explain why there wasn't a whole lot of booze in the house by the time I got older.
Because you were busy knocking back the bottles. That's right, knocking back
anyway,
the bottles.
Anyway.
Knocking back the bottles. All right. Wiki, Stealth Desktop, Star Wars, more Star Wars. I'm getting really, really, really excited for Star Wars. It's just around the bend.
Frankly, I'm a little concerned that I'm actually going to be going out to Wichita, and I might actually see how excited Josh is about Star Wars, if you catch my drift.
Well, I do have that nipple problem. Anyway. I'm legendary. Anyway, what was I saying? I just scared away all of our listeners.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter at this point. No one's listening anyway.
we're done stretching out the podcast with useless information.
Yeah. Through time, I actually heard a collective click of people turning off their MP3 players.
Wow. Is it like using the force or something? All right, no more of this crap. All right, next time on Maximum Geek, some topics. That's right,
yeah.
Next time we're going to talk about stuff.
All right, so that's going to do it for Maximum Geek 23, and we'll talk to you next time.